ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of the NRL Premiership.
NRL Saturday.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Well, Canterbury Bankstown made it 3 wins in a row. Have they rejuvenated their season? They beat the Gold Coast at a wet Robina Stadium last night, 30 points to 12. But without doubt, the highlight on the field came from their front rower and one of our favourites here on ABC Sport, front rower Max King. It was his 150th NRL game. It was his 100th game for Canterbury Bankstown. He's a juggler. He's a dancer. And he scored this try at Robina.
5 out left-hand side of the sticks. Haywood, low ball to Crichton. Off to Max King. He saw the opportunity. And the front rower scores in his milestone game.
Yes, he's on the line. G'day, Max. How are you going?
Hey, mate. Good. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Congrats on the win, firstly. You guys seem to have turned a bit of a corner in the last 3 games.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I think it's come at an important time for us. You know, obviously, we need a couple of wins to sort of keep ticking along there. So, a bit do or die. It's been mostly do last couple of weeks. So, it's been great.
Now, we can talk about all that stuff as long as we want, but you try. You were never, ever not going to score that when you got the ball about 10 metres out. What was going through your head?
Well, you know what's funny? Because obviously it was a milestone game, so they had a jersey presentation the night before. And anyone that stepped up, they play a bit of a video, you know, everyone, whatever, loved ones and whatnot, wishing all the best. Whoever had the mic was just into me about my try-scoring ability. So my old boy stepped up and said a couple of words and was into me about that. Then Gus even stepped up and was into me about it. So, it was just the stars aligning. You're right. When the hole just opened up and, lucky enough to score. I'm not much of a try scorer. So the more I remember the try in my head, the further and further out I was. I'll tell my kids I was 70 metres out and scored the runaway, but it was a great memory.
Well, you mentioned your old man. Did he enjoy being there? It certainly appeared like he enjoyed being there.
Like I said, it was a great memory. I didn't, he probably absorbed the moment a bit too hard. He was, pretty happy with himself. But mate, it was awesome. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I have all the boys there. Like that was a great part about it was, scoring and rolling over and all the boys are running and grabbing me and everything. So it was a special night. And the old boy, he definitely was loving it. Yeah, he was born to the occasion.
Well, Maxi, I just want to ask you, we just did see highlights. Did you teach him the dance move, the moonwalk and all the other stuff that he was doing in the change room?
I'd be belittling myself as a teacher if I claimed that I was teaching him that. They're a bit scrappy, so I can't say I played a part in that, mate. I think he had a couple of beers when he came in. He was pretty lively. He was pretty lively in the shed. So I think he had a couple of beers in the stand, and I was pretty happy with the try.
Was it all Michael Jackson inspired?
Yeah, he's always
Because it was the 17th anniversary of his death yesterday.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
There you go.
It wasn't about that. But, the boys have just been getting around a bit of Michael Jackson around, a bit of energy in the sheds and that. So a couple of dance moves come out here and there. What occasion to bring out the dance moves and that. So I thought, I came in the sheds and it was, they had on the... the speaker, Michael Jackson songs, and they were clapping, and it was kind of one of those ones. They wanted me to dance, so it was a bit of something there. And then, as I said, old boy had a couple of tins under his belt during the game, and he saw the opportunity. He started pumping his moves out. So, at the end of the day, winners are grinners, I guess.
Mate, talking about winners are grinners and how good you played last night, but tell me what Stephen Crichton brought to the side in that number 6 jersey last night. I thought his leadership and his direction on the middle of the field was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he's been great. And, he's probably our best communicator in the team. I think at times it's no secret our attack has been a bit clunky, particularly like our goal line attack. We can seem to get up the field, but we just can't seem to sort of turn it into points once we get up there. So he's been a big reason, for the turnaround last night. It was just probably, the communication and all the parts that sort of go in that. And, yeah, obviously we saw, him rewarded with a couple of try assists. But, yeah, he was massive for us. So hopefully we can keep things rolling.
I was going to say on that, with the way that you guys did play an attack last night, do you think moving forward that is the halves combination? I really like him at the 5'8", and I think obviously Lockie Galvin, it sort of made him a little bit more freer as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's probably above my pay grade to start calling those shots, but mate, if he keeps putting me away, then he can be wherever he wants. He can have the keys to the city as long as he keeps putting me over. I'm happy.
We speak about combinations in the halves, but what about your combination up front with Leo Thompson? Obviously, injuries at different times hasn't meant that you guys have played a lot together, but that seems to be growing as well.
Yeah, it has been. It's been awesome. You know, obviously, running out with him, you know, he's been great for us. So it's been really great building that combination. And you're right, it was off to a rocky start. Just, I think he started with an injury and then I had a busted jaw and sort of, it took a while to get this season rolling, but we have a great relationship, and I think we push each other to be better, and it's important for the team. The team needs that, so it's been great. It's been great for both of us, and I'm really enjoying playing alongside him.
You guys have had an up and down season to this point. What has Cameron Serrato said that you guys need to work on if you are to play finals again?
I think we've shown it in patches this year. And I think, like, as I said, it's probably no secret that we've struggled to gel at times. And, there's been times where we've been off. But I think majority-wise, defensively, we've been there for a lot of the games. I think it's just, gelling with the ball and turning sort of possession into points. Gelling as a team and like everything that I guess Krita did well and brought to the table last night of communicating and sort of everyone knowing their roles, I think that was probably the missing piece and probably been the missing piece so far this year.
You guys did look done a few weeks ago, but then these wins in a row, you're coming up on a bye. You currently sit only one win outside the top eight, so bearing in mind that you've started winning games again, does the bye come at a good time or bad?
I don't think the bye can ever come at a bad time because, the boys are always happy to see it. But, there's a couple of boys that are busted. I know Carraz hurt his ribs last night. So, he's a big part of our side. So, a couple of boys are busted, and I think it's good to have a bit of time off. Obviously, we had a couple of good games in a row, winning a couple. I'd like to think we can sort of pick up where we left off. We had a bye 2 weeks ago, so that didn't seem... Sorry, 2 weeks ago. So that didn't seem to disrupt us too much. As long as we get back, we have a couple of days off now. As long as once we get back in, it's back to work and the boys are switched on. And because it's going to be a big road ahead, to obviously push in that top eight, I think we'll be all right.
Obviously, some news this afternoon, Max, around Bronson Sherry's future. Looks like he's headed to the Storm for... next season. What sort of hole does that leave? I know you're obviously close with Bronson.
Yeah, Bronson's a great bloke, and it's rugby league. I guess you build relationships, and players come and go, and it's part of the business. Bronson will be missed, on the field, but also off the field. He's a legend of a fella, and I wish him nothing but the best. It will leave a hole there, but we've seen. People fill the role. I think Inari Tawal has probably been our best this year, and he was the man that sort of filled Bronson's role from last year. So, I know the club's re-signed him, which is a great thing for us. And I'm sure there'll be juniors coming through and next man up that are hungry for the position. So, with Bronson, like I said, we love him and we wish him nothing but the best in the future.
What about your own future, mate? I think you're a November 1 guy. Where are things at in terms of where you will be long term?
I love the Bulldogs, I don't want to leave. And, Gus has been great to me. Ciro's been great. The club as a whole, it's I've built a big piece of my life here whilst I've been at the club. So, I love the Bulldogs. I love Belmore, and hopefully we can get them sorted.
Now, Max, last time you appeared on this show, I was getting to know you in that segment we do every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I want to bring you, Luke Lewis, into this because Max King revealed when I asked about a hidden talent, something people don't know about him, that he was a juggler of some renown and admitted to being able to juggle seven balls at once. Now, Louis, you are a master of sleight of hand. You're a prankster. You're great with card tricks. Can you juggle seven balls at one time?
Seven. I do that in my sleep.
What about when you're awake?
Hardly joking.
The juggle off.
Maxie, no, I can't juggle that many. I can do three. That's it. I've never really added the fourth and fifth and
I've never seen you juggle of all the things I've seen you do.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's just simple. Just this up.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, that was clever.
That was actually
that was
quite good.
A pen, a lozenge packet, and some other lolly. That was pretty cool. Hey, Max, congratulations on last night and the milestone games. 150-100. We haven't seen you in Origin this year. What have you made of that series? And are we going to see you in the World Cup?
Obviously, I'd like to see the Blues get up, you know, on Wednesday night. You know, it's been up and down series, but I'm backing the boys for game three. So, you know, I'll be cheering the boys on. And hopefully, you know, I'll be there in England colours. We'll wait and find out. There's a bit to do between now and then and a bit of club footy to focus on. But, yeah, hopefully, mate, you'll see me there and get to represent my England and do the country proud.
Yes, that'll be quite something. But we got used to seeing our old mate Chris Hyington play for England the last time it was out here and got to a final. So good luck with that. But more importantly, and for the current focus is what's happening at Canterbury and things might be on the up and up. Well done on the win last night and the try.
Good on you. Thank you, man. Appreciate being on.
You can't touch this.
Time to find out all the latest rugby league news
and speculation.
Here's Michael Carayannis with MC's
Hammer Time.
So we'll start with Bronson Cherry. Andrew, we spoke in the earlier in the hour, the fact that he's off to Melbourne for next season. And the Bulldogs and the Storm are having discussions regarding potential player swap to see if that could happen before June 30. Obviously, June 30 is only a couple of days away now. So at this stage, I think it's unlikely. Obviously, they got Jacob Carrazza's injury. If the Bulldogs were out of finals contention formally, I think, you know, they'd be more than happy to let Bronson go. But
well, they're kind of both back in the mix, aren't they?
They are, definitely. Yeah, yeah. So they're a little bit skinny there, but there's definitely discussions. If Canterbury can get a player out of it, doesn't have to be from Melbourne, but if they can find a player suitable, I think they'd let Bronson Cherry go.
Well, how are they just going to find a player of that standard?
Well,
how is that going to happen?
It can happen.
Okay, it can happen.
It can happen.
All right. What else you got?
And then we've got Oren Keeley, who was named for the Dolphins. He's not in the 19. I think you'll find is because the Storm and the Dolphins are in discussions about Oren Keeley moving before June 30. Oren Keeley, 2 years left on his contract. Signed for the Storm for two seasons, but they're in discussions about that potential move.
All right, and next?
Junior Tupu.
You promoted this segment heavily.
Yeah, but
what's happening with Junior Tupu?
Preseason. It's June 30 move, so it looks like he's going to go from the Roosters to the Tigers before June 30.
Okay. Is that it? That's it. That's what you bring into the table. No Luke Laulili updates?
He's done. I said that on Thursday. I don't like to repeat myself.
No, you don't mind repeating others, but there you go. All right, that's wonderful. Thank you, Michael. MC's Hammer Time on this Saturday afternoon.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.